Merry Christmas, my dear brothers and sisters. We don't often find ourselves perspiring in December. I don't think I've been this hot on Christmas ever. But we're grateful to God for good weather. And I'm so happy to see so many of you in our cathedral this evening. There are two significant events in the city and life of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia that I'd like to look at the Christmas feast through this evening. And those two events are the World Meeting of Families and the visit of Pope Francis back in September. And the second event that I'd like to focus on is the Year of Mercy that the Holy Father has asked us to celebrate in this beginning last week, but going into the new year. Well, first of all, the World Meeting of Families and what that helps us understand about Christmas. We know that Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior, is at the center of the Christmas story. But the hero of the Christmas story is a family. First of all, Mary, his mother, who listened to the word of God's angel Gabriel and said yes, and through her yes, brought us our Savior. She was a loving mother who believed, and because of her faith, we have experienced the salvation of Jesus Christ. There was Joseph, a courageous, understanding, compassionate husband and foster father of Jesus. You know, he accepted the mystery of Jesus's virgin birth, trusting in God and trusting in his wife, and knowing that God would work things out in their family. In the Christmas story, there's also anti-family characters. For example, there's the villain, King Herod, who killed his wife and his sons and then demanded the slaughter of the holy innocents in order to prevent another king rising up in his kingdom. So family is the hero of the Christmas story. Now, what does that tell us about ourselves? First of all, Christmas is a feast that tells us that God has taken on us as his family. Jesus is referred to as Emmanuel, the Hebrew words which means that God is with us, which is at the center of what we celebrate at Christmas, that through the incarnation, through God becoming a man, we have become part of the family of God. The second point that today's feast tells us about our families is that salvation first came into the world through a family, and the ordinary place that salvation comes to us in our time is our family. Not always, but ordinarily. It's in our families and with our families that we are saved. And so our family relationships are extraordinarily important. Now, let's apply that practically. Husbands, reflect on your relationship with your wives. Are you trying to make your relationship a holy family? Wives, do the same with your husbands. And think about your relationships with your children. It's serious business. It's in our families and through our families that most of us experience the gift of salvation. It's the family that first passes on the Christian faith to children. Parents are so much important, more important in doing that than I am. It's important for also to look at the turmoil that sometimes exists in our families. It's amazing how much alienation exists even among people who love one another. Are there members of your family you haven't talked to for a very long time? If so, this is a time to straighten that out. You know, God wants to use you in your family to overcome alienation. Forgiveness is at the center of a happy family and a successful marriage. And as we celebrate Christmas, we need to commit ourselves to strengthen family life. I see a young couple over here who's getting married on Wednesday of next week, but they're not the only ones here who are young couples who are thinking about getting married. They're actually going to do it. But there's lots of people here who are thinking about it. Since God came to us through a family, and that's where we meet God ordinarily, don't be afraid of marriage. There's so many people who aren't getting married today. And don't be afraid to have children, lots of children, because they are a unique gift to the world that comes to us in a healthy way through healthy family life. You know, it's not enough for us to celebrate Christmas as a one-day experience. We need to be motivated by Christmas to live our family life in new, fresh, and holy ways. The second event that I'd like to focus on is this year of mercy. We have a holy door at the entrance of the cathedral through which we are invited to walk as a symbol of our willingness to enter into the mercy of God. The Latin word for mercy is misericordia. And those of you who might know a little Latin know that it's a combination of two words. Corda is the heart, and miser is misery. And it means someone who has a heart for people who are suffering. This is a year when the Holy Father wants us to understand that Jesus, as he says, is the face of the mercy of God. The mercy of God is wrapped in human flesh in the person of Jesus. So this is a time for us to throw ourselves into the hands of God, trusting in his mercy. But it's also a time when we're called to be merciful to one another. You know, just as Jesus is the face of the mercy of the Father for us, you and I need to be the face of the mercy of the Father towards one another. Christmas is the celebration of the ultimate celebration, really, of God's great mercy and love for his people. Not only is Jesus one of us, but Jesus is here for us in God's mercy. Dorothy Day, a woman who lived in the first part of the, no, I shouldn't, lived until the 1980s, I think, of the last century, was a hero of mine. I had a chance to meet her a couple of times. And she had a reflection on Christmas that I'd like to conclude my Midnight Mass homily with. This is what she said. I am so glad that Jesus was born in a stable, because my soul is so much like a stable. It is so poor and in unsatisfactory condition because of guilt, falsehoods, inadequacies, and sin. Yet I believe if Jesus can be born in a stable, maybe he can also be born in me. That's what Christmas is about, not celebrating only the past, which we remember, Jesus' birth, but celebrating his rebirth time and time and time again in the hearts of Christians and in the heart of our Catholic community. We ask the Lord to give us a merciful face towards the broader community of Philadelphia, that people can experience in their encounter with us the mercy and love of God. And we do that best by being an example of family life within the context of our own families. So Merry Christmas. When you go home tonight, hug your children. Give your wife and husband a kiss. And recommit yourself to family life in this celebration of Christmas.